knock on our door.
Come knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Thank you for knocking on our door and welcome to the Regal Beagle Podcast, a podcast dedicated to the much-loved television sitcom Three's Company. Here we review and discuss each and every Three's Company episode covering all 8 seasons in chronological order. My name is Danko Jones, and joining me today is one of the biggest Three's Company fans I know, Mr. Jeremy Taggart, who many know from being the original drummer in Our Lady Peace, and his podcast, Canadianity, that he does with Jonathan Torrance, is a mainstay on the podcast charts, one of the most popular podcasts in Canada, if not North America. And the two of them will be releasing, or they just released a book last October called Canadianity, Tales from the True North, Strong and Freezing. Jeremy, welcome yet again to the Regal Beagle Podcast. How you doing this week?
I'm fantastic, and thanks for having me again. This has been a joy, a nostalgia joy for me, this whole deal.
And definitely, we got to get you back on in the coming months, for sure. You got to come back for different seasons and different eras. Yeah, we got to talk about different casts.
Fantastic.
This week, we are talking about Season 2, Episode 13, Helen's Job. It aired December 13, 1977, directed by Bill Hobbin, written by George Burdett and Paul Wayne. And the Ropers have an argument over money. Janet and Chrissy get involved, get Mrs. Roper a job, but Mrs. Roper ends up regretting her decision. And she wants out, but she can't let Mr. Roper know that she wants out. And the kids scheme with Mrs. Roper and yada, yada, yada. What did you think about this?
It is kind of like a 1-2-3 ABC sitcom, like the formula, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
And I mean, they were masters of this. I mean, these writers, Paul Wayne and the other guy, had written 3,000 sitcoms already, right?
So yeah.
It's definitely got that classic, like, old school sitcom 1-2-3 trick, but I thought it was a good one. I love it when Roper's involved more, like where he's a kind of a mainstay, just because he's such a funny character, and like when he breaks the fourth wall and always looks in the camera.
Yeah,
I think in that one he actually looks like at like the crew. Like when he, you know, instead of like the camera, he like kind of looks at the crew guys. Like, what do you guys think of that one? You know, he's always with the cheap zings.
Yeah, that's right. Sometimes he looks off. Yeah,
you're yeah. Right. Like sometimes he looks right at the camera, which is funny. But then he'll look at like crew guys. Like it's like so funny, man.
Yeah.
But and what else is like another one of these things where the time,
yeah,
where it's like acceptable to be completely sexist, you
yeah,
know, and
yeah.
People are like laughing when he's like making fun of her that she can't work, you know, it's so crazy.
Yeah.
But they have the empowerment deal, like, cause that's the late 70s. You could tell that was part of it as well. Like the, you know, empowering women and the fact that Chrissy and Janet kind of get her to do something and go out and work and give her some independence. Like that's clear, obviously, too.
Yeah,
but like right now in this day and age, it wouldn't even be a topic. It would just not happen, right?
They'd be picketing the studios out front if they aired that.
Yes. You're not going to get a job? He's laughing at her. You're going to work?
And, and she has an allowance. Which
says
is
the guy who just sits there and collects rent from tenants, eh?
I know.
You're going to work? And she's the one who has to cook and clean and make, you know, food all the time for his ass.
It is such a crazy episode that way.
It is, for sure.
She doesn't want to work. She doesn't want to be independent. And she gets a raise with her allowance and all this stuff. It's crazy.
I know, eh? $20 more a week. Unbelievable.
And then the
fact that she's like, she's all into it, but then she's like, no chance I'm going back there. Like, that sucked.
Yeah, working sucks. I do so want to stay home. I do want to make you dinner. That's so crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good one.
I mean, you know, we're talking about this. It doesn't stand the test of time in terms of, you know, so, you know, what's allowed socially these days. But like you mentioned before, in last week or the week before, you were brought into this show when you were growing up. So, you know, same with me, like that, you know, so that's why we can watch these episodes and still, you know, get a chuckle out of it. Not because of, you know, how they view women or whatever, but it's just, man, this is our childhood.
No, I know. And again, like, John Ritter is hilarious. Like, he's really funny. I forgot how comedically talented, like, his timing and his physical comedy. Like, he just was one of the greats.
Yeah, and one of the best parts I loved about the show was after, you know, right before they air the credits, they go to commercial, but then they come back and do just like a 2 minute like ending, and that's what I loved about it. And this one, he does like some sort of Swami chant with the milk, and that's also reflective of the times. You know, back in the late 70s, there's lots of Hare Krishnas in California. Yes. And all that stuff. So.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
I'm sure that. That had to do, yeah, because there's an episode with Hare Krishnas in it some.
Yeah, there is.
Like in the show, right?
Yes, there is. They're going to Big Sur. He wants to take Chrissy to Big Sur.
Right. I think one of my favorite episodes is, and when does that happen? Was when the mob boss with the hot. You said that to her mama.
Yeah. He was, Mr. Bernie, Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah, I know that is. That's right.
But, Jeremy, thanks a lot for this. This was a lot of fun, going down, memory lane with you, and Three's Company. You got to come back.
Yes, for sure.
How about let's come back for season 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. You got to come back.
And, all right.
And thanks for doing this. For the last 3 weeks, you've been on the Regal Beagle podcast. We've enjoyed your stay. It's been great. And Canadianity is out now. The book, right?
Yeah.
It's out now. Tales from the True North, Strong and Freezing. And, of course, the podcast with you and Jonathan Torrance.
Yep. Yeah, you can search that up by Taggart and Torrance on iTunes, and you also we're on tour, and you know we'll be around. I can't wait to come back, bud.
Yeah, man. I've been on your podcast.
Yes, we one of the few guests that we've had. We actually did guests for about the first, I don't know, 10 episodes or something, and then we just went no guests, and it actually panned out well, but you were one of the few. Oh. For sure. It was good times.
Yeah, yeah, I was on, and then I hung up, and you're like, we can't do the guests. We can't do
the guests. No, it was good. It was a good one with you, for sure.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Yeah, you guys take the podcast live, right?
Yeah. We've toured it twice, and we're going across the country. By the time this comes out, we will have done the Ontario and Montreal, and in November, we're actually going out west. So you can check taggartandtorrance.ca, and all the details are on there.
All right. Yeah. Thanks, Jeremy. Thanks a lot for this, man.
Thank you. I'll talk to you soon, bud.
Okay. See you, man.
See ya.